This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Said Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Don't adjust your headset. It is I, Richie Rich, sitting in the first chair, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you.
This is the second hour. How am I doing, by the way?
You're doing fine.
Fine. All right.
I mean, you know, nothing's on fire.
I believe in you, Rich.
I appreciate that. I got the thumbs up from the captain. Between the break there?
Yeah, so as he was calling in to tell about the camera's not working.
Which we fixed before he called, by the way.
True.
So,
we appreciate it. Yes, I did.
Nailing it.
Nailed it. Okay, do you know what the source for that is?
What? The term nailed it?
Yes.
No.
Carpenters, I'm assuming.
No, but...
I hope so.
Yeah, the way that I said it with the inflection,
yeah.
I stole it from somewhere, and it's not the show Nailed It. Because that came after I was already doing the nailed it.
So you don't know?
I don't recall where I got it from, but if he's also...
603-283-6160, if you happen to know where the original nailed it came from, 603-283-6160.
Yeah, fill me in. But we do have a caller on the line.
Okay, great.
Shall we go? Let's do this.
That's what we do, yeah.
That's what we do here. We take your calls at the number that Mark just gave out, 603-283-6160. Ishmael Isaac...
Yeah, this is Ishmael Isaac. I'm calling from Wilmot, Florida. We have some very serious stuff going on here. It used to be very, very tough to get a job and things. And, you know, we were short in cash. And also we had charities who wanted to help. So we came up with this idea. It's three phases. It was stimulus cash machines. The first cash machines were like unlimited cash. And they were great. They're even better than the Fed because they printed out real money in cash instead of just electronic digits.
What do you mean real money? Like an ATM spitting out Federal Reserve notes? Or you guys had your own currency?
Yeah. But it wasn't counterfeit, obviously, because the Fed does the same thing, you know. So we're just following their lead. But we're even doing a better job of it. I don't know if you know about the stimulus bill, but it wasted a lot of money.
So is it spitting out U.S. dollars, Ishmael?
Yes.
Okay. Because that was what I was concerned if it was a community currency or something like that.
Which is fine. That's not.
Well,
that's
we
not
all voted on it here in the community, so it was democratically approved.
Okay. So basically, where do we get the money from? I mean, obviously, the federal government prints it. The Federal Reserve prints
it. Well, that was a problem. We printed up some, and we printed up too much, and some drug addicts were using the money for drugs, and they got out of hand.
Well, what do you expect when you give free money to everybody?
Ishmael, are you claiming that that the community printed U.S. dollars?
Well, yeah, we decided to vote on it.
Printed.
I mean, it was, I mean, we needed the money. It helped with charity. The community is doing great. It's like an endless party, really.
They were handing out free stimulus money to anyone who wanted it, denominated in Federal Reserve notes, printed by the Fed.
And I would presume lots of people want the free money.
Drug dealers or drug users.
Yeah, right.
Or drugs.
Indeed. Go ahead.
It became a problem, though, obviously.
You don't say.
Yeah, it sounds like a problem.
Yeah. So we had to get out machines that only limited to $1,400.
Oh, shucks.
So then we did that.
You had machines that were giving out more than $1,400?
No, he said unlimited.
We tried to keep it secret.
Who was funding this operation? Like, who's
I don't know,
who's
just
putting
a bunch
them...
of technocrats. I live in an RV park, and it's hard to find jobs and things, and
yeah,
we have a lot of
right.
spare time.
So a benefactor just showed up with an ATM full of cash and said, hey, just take as much as you want.
Well, we created ourselves, actually.
Right.
We got together, we decided, you know, like Ergist, I guess, or what do you call it? We wanted to prove we could do better in the Fed and the government.
Okay.
So we just decided to do it in a slim manner and not waste the money on needless stuff.
Right.
So you know, we didn't want to use the money to take our politicians or pay off our politicians or anything like that.
I think we're hearing that aspect of it, but where is the money coming from is what we're all sitting here wondering.
We created value. We just print the money. People value money.
So are you printing your own dollars out of thin air?
Well, we had to stop that. Well, let me just finish up here. We had to stop that run because it just became too wild. And then we went to a second run of the $1,400 machines. And then we just handed those out one to each person.
I'm hoping this is an allegory for something else, because it sounds like counterfeit.
I don't know, but then the Fed would be counterfeiting.
Well, that's true already.
Yeah, but the Fed has a monopoly on the creation of money, or close to it. I'd say the Mint could probably make an argument.
Well,
but
why do they have a monopoly if nobody voted on it? I don't understand that part.
Oh, they had a little meeting back in 1913 at a place called Jekyll Island, and they decided that this was best.
So you basically went to, like, your Canon copy machine, put in, like, a $100 Federal Reserve note, and then hit the copy button 100 times.
Well, it's a little more sophisticated than that. The latest machine, we actually tap into the federal IRS database and the federal employment database. And if you, like, really need the money and want to quit your job, it prints out even more cash, so it pays you not to work.
Okay.
That
this seems like a conspiracy theory right up your alley, Tyler.
Yeah. Well, it might sound like someone's admitting to a crime. I'm not quite sure, but that's what it sounds like. It sounds like somebody decided that they were just going to start printing money and handing it out to people and saying, hey, we can do it better than the Fed. But
and we voted on it, so it's okay.
Right, and that made it democratic, therefore legal somewhere. I don't know. Maybe. Probably not. Sounds sketchy, though.
Right, so we're going to let you go, Ishmael, before you admit to anything else that could have the feds show up at your window with bear cats and hook claws trying to fight their way into that thing.
Yeah, don't try and beat them at their own game.
Thanks for the call.
Thank you for the call. Yes, sir.
Well, I think it's it's an interesting notion because, I mean, while I don't know whether I believe any of that story,
right.
But I would say that, you know, what business does the Fed have creating money when a little town in Florida can't?
So I was in a class some weeks ago, and we had to get up in front of the class and kind of just it was an exercise in public speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us something interesting. And I got up and told my
story. Don't ever tell that to a libertarian.
What?
Tell us something interesting.
Oh, no, because it's not going to be interesting. So I get up in front of the class, and this is like a long-standing story that I tell with a payoff similar to what Ishmael was trying to say there. And, you know, so I get up there, and I'm Richie Rich, and I'm Richie Rich. Do you, people in the audience, want to create infinite wealth in your life? Right? And I'm going, oh, you got your attention already, right? Infinite wealth in my life. So I'm going to say three words. I want you to write these words down, because this is going to be the most important three words you've ever written on a piece of paper. You ready? Post-dated checks. And so I go on with the story that, you know, the post-dated checks. I don't make out when I need to pay someone. I don't make out, you know, you Tyler, if I owed you money, like 10 bucks or whatever, I wouldn't make out a check to you, Tyler. Mm-hmm. I'd make it out to cash, and I'd post-date it 5 years out. And then you'd have this check that says cash on it, but you can't do anything with it for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
But you could pass it off as cash because it right now it's as good as cash. Right.
Right.
And I would just continue to do this anytime I owed someone else money.
Uh-huh.
And you owing other people money for your daily transactions would continue to pass on this post-dated check made out to cash.
As long as someone's willing to accept it.
But it's as good as cash.
Yeah. Right? If people know how checks work, they will accept it because it's made out of cash.
It's made out of cash. You just can't, you know, and by the time the 5 years rolls around, I close that bank account and no one can do anything with it.
Right. Right. And then it all stops somewhere.
And don't forget, post-dating checks is illegal.
But it doesn't stop anywhere. And I'm not sure that's true.
Uh-huh.
You can accept the post-dated check. What's wrong with post-dated checks?
It's not the problem isn't accepting it. The problem's writing it.
If you want a really easy explanation, like the dumbest version of how fiat currency works, basically imagine like you go into a Dave & Buster's and they only let you use their cash to play their games and to buy their drinks and stuff.
I got like a Dave & Buster's card with over $100 on it.
Well, there you go.
I moved here and there wasn't one near me.
Yep.
And then they put one up near me and it's closed due to COVID.
Of course.
So don't accept postage checks. But if you had more to add to that, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. In the main chair tonight, it is me, Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And so, you, Go ahead, Tyler.
I was going to say, so to get back to my fiat currency analogy, the real basic one, basically how it works is like you go into a Dave & Buster's, they have an in-house currency that allows you to buy things and play their games.
At Chuck E. Cheese, we call these tokens.
Right, tokens at a Chuck E. Cheese. Another good example, right? Basically what fiat currency is the government came along and they made their Chuck E. Cheese tokens, but they go, everything in this country is part of our Chuck E. Cheese, and you can use our tokens at all of these vendors, right? So this guy who had just recently called Ishmael, call me Ishmael, he just called and was talking about printing their own money. Technically, in a vacuum, that would work, right? If you're using this currency in your trailer park and it's good for other people in the trailer park, that's fine. It's just when you start to use your Chuck E. Cheese tokens somewhere else, then, you know, the Chuck E. Cheese owners, a.e. the Fed, are going to go, no, 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 you can't use those tokens here.
Community currency is not illegal. As far as I know,
they took on the Ithaca hours. They literally sued them.
Okay.
You know, so.
But that's not the. There's a Wikipedia page that I could probably pull up with a whole list.
Sure. I know.
Failed community currency.
What you need to understand is look at this case here where the Federal Bureau of Investigations busted into a radio program 2 weeks ago over people buying and selling Bitcoin. There's nothing illegal about what those people were doing, and we had legal opinion saying so. This was a raid that should have been a memo. Should have been a telephone call. But instead, they busted in, and they did what they wanted because they have unlimited funds. And then they complain that Ian can't get out of jail because he might have too much money. They have unlimited wealth and are able to wander around free as birds. He, on the other hand, does not have unlimited wealth and must sit in jail. They aren't fair, Richie. Disabuse yourself of the notion that they operate on anything that remotely resembles fairness.
No.
Look, I realized when this raid occurred, it took me days to realize it, I realized that I had been operating on some level of belief that the FBI was a fair organization. I have now disabused myself of that.
Okay.
Because they're not.
I'm not operating from the standpoint that I think they're fair and equitable.
Okay.
But and I don't really know how what Ishmael was saying about generating trailer park tickets, trailer park tokens is at all relevant or similar to or congruous with the raid on the Bitcoins here.
The raid the congruity is this. The Federal Bureau of Investigations and all government organizations are constituted as unfair organizations. Okay?
Sure.
They get to do whatever they want, and they never have to say they're sorry.
Rules for thee and not for me.
Again, I got all that. Mm-hmm. But if Chuck E. Cheese or Dave & Buster's can print tokens for whatever reason, right? You know, the Burma, Florida trailer park, right? Can barter with whatever they wish. What I think was confusing with his call is it sounded like they were counterfeiting Federal Reserve notes.
Sure.
To be used elsewhere.
Right. And that to me is obviously an analogy and a joke.
Okay.
Okay. Let's abandon that for a second.
Okay.
What we're finding out here, part of the analogy is to say that the federal government, in the form, in this case, of the Federal Reserve, operates by a set of rules that if you operated by them, you would most assuredly go to jail.
Right. Which is why I brought up my, post-check analogy.
If they've written laws that they don't follow, when they're inconvenient for them, they make them up on the fly, they interpret them differently. Ian had two opinions from lawyers. And remember, when the Supreme Court makes a ruling, it's called an opinion. He had two opinions from attorneys that said that he was not money transmitting. Okay. And the FBI had these opinions.
Okay.
And they chose to raid him and point guns at my co-hosts and destroy my studio and maliciously pull wires out of the back of the machines, even though they knew he didn't know that he was breaking the law. They never picked up the phone and said, hey, man, you know, this is bothering us a little bit, and maybe you could, do this thing or that thing, and it would make us a little happier or anything like that, because they chased him for 5 years, and she is literally she's literally Ahab chasing the white whale.
Okay.
This is the FBI agent.
Does it sound to you like what I'm saying is disputing that in any way?
Yes. You think that you can kite checks made to cash for ad infinitum and that it's not illegal?
No.
And if you need to let
so
go.
So Mark bought way too far in to my analogy, because the reason I tell that story, the payoff is that that's what the Fed does, the Federal Reserve. That's what they have done, right? They have these notes that used to be able to trade back in for gold and silver, right, and get actual money for, and then at some point they stopped doing that, and people still pass around Federal Reserve notes as though they had this backing. So my example with the kiting of the checks to create infinite wealth is an allegory.
Sure, it's a joke.
An illustration of what the Federal Reserve already does.
Because you know surely you will go to jail if you do it. And Americans right. know surely that they will go to jail if they stick their head up too high. They don't know what the laws are, because right. no one could, somebody with four lifetimes wouldn't have enough time to read the laws.
Right.
But they do know that these organizations calling themselves the government will enact anything they wish to come after them.
Right.
I can't tell you how many people will not speak to me right now because they think I'm too radioactive because of this investigation going on. They know nothing about my life. They just won't speak to me
okay.
because they're scared, and they should be scared because the FBI is a bunch of, wait for it, murderous, lying, thieving, child pornography bastards.
Right. Oh, okay, so back to my analogy, briefly.
Criminals run our government.
It's there to illustrate partially that very point, right? Not actual financial advice for people.
I know it's not financial advice.
Okay. The issue I think that I have with your explanation was the fact that writing a post-dated check is illegal.
Right. Right. Why don't you look it up on the internet?
I believe you.
Well, just look it up. Okay. I mean, why would you believe a flesh and blood monkey when you have the sum of the world's knowledge to you 90 degrees from you?
Okay, I will look it up. But it seems bizarre to me, right, that a grappling hook is going to come through my window and take out, and they're going to, like, rifle through all my things because I'm going out of town, and I left my landlord my rent check.
They just told Ian he couldn't travel to Mexico, or couldn't get out of jail because he might travel to Mexico on a rubber chicken. All right? I mean, they're that. They'll do whatever they want.
Let's not pretend that we all honestly think that the reason the FBI wanted to go after Ian was because of some Bitcoin thing. Yep. Because here's the deal. If it was about Bitcoin, why couldn't, like Mark said, they just give him a call and say, what are you doing over here? Let's talk about it. Or maybe just come knock on the door and ask him about it. No, they sent armed men with plate carriers and AR-15s to go stand out behind Bearcats and raid the building.
Let's talk about that on the other side, because if it's about what he said, says on air, that's also been disputed. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In his first official full cabinet meeting, President Biden told various secretaries,
"We've got a lot of business to do, get done."
The president also named five members of the cabinet to take the lead in explaining the administration's jobs plan.
Working with my team here in the White House, these cabinet members will represent me in dealing with Congress, engage the public in selling the plan, and help work out the details as we refine it and move forward.
A company which is used by Johnson & Johnson to produce their coronavirus vaccine has been cited many times by the FDA for major problems such as poorly trained employees, cracked vials, and black mold found around the facility. Johnson & Johnson says an unknown quantity of vaccines were recently rejected. This is USA Radio News. Emotional testimony in the courtroom from Courtney Ross, who was George Floyd's girlfriend. She discussed their mutual drug use and struggles with opioid addiction.
There was a time in March when you knew he was back to using pills, is that right?
I thought his behavior had changed.
The defense saying that drugs played a role in Floyd's death. Ross testified that Floyd overdosed and was hospitalized 2 months prior to his death. President Biden meeting with his full cabinet and talking about ways to promote his $2 trillion infrastructure plan. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg.
Good infrastructure planning is always about looking to the future. You know, railroads weren't part of infrastructure until we built them.
Kentucky House Republican James Comer.
It's not an infrastructure bill. Only 25% of the total funding would go for basic infrastructure. What this is another liberal wish list.
Both appeared on Fox. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
And we're back. Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I'm here, sitting in the main chair, Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And we're going to continue this discussion because I don't know how, but it seems like I'm the bad guy somehow. Whereas I generally agree with a lot of what you were saying, Mark, with regards to, you know, the federal government being this omnipotent, violent organization that follows no rules, does whatever they want.
I think they follow a loose reading of the rules.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I guess you have to get to a certain level of prominence to get on their radar.
Uh-huh.
So my claim was, if I write my landlord a rent check, you know, and I post-date it a week,
yep,
sure, I might be breaking the law.
Are you familiar with the book, Three Felonies a Day, that yes. posits that the average American commits three felonies per day?
Yes, I'm aware of the book. I haven't read it. So fine, you know, felony check kiting for the post-dated rent check,
yep,
that'll never see the light of day.
Probably not.
Probably not. And then We extrapolate that out to the raid on the Free Talk Live studios.
Yeah.
And there are mullings
yeah.
on social media from people in the know. I yeah. guess I don't want to necessarily name names or point things out. That the reason that this the Crypto Six are in trouble is because they're doing real activism,
mm-hmm.
whereas everyone else on the internet is just keyboard warriors talking behind a chair, never getting out and doing the real thing. I go, well, Free Talk Live is just a radio show, right? All we do is talk. And if if talking, you know, if they're not going to go after the keyboard warriors because that's all talk and talk isn't worth the time of day, well, then why go after Free Talk Live when all we do is talk? There's no activism in Free Talk Live necessarily. There are hosts of Free Talk Live that do activism separately from the radio show.
Certainly, every movement needs the doers. But every movement needs the talkers, too. The talkers inform, and Free Talk Live is on 200 radio stations across the country. We just had 250,000 downloads in the month of March. We are a medium-sized fish. I mean, we're not Joe Rogan or anything like that. Although, you know, there were the days that we were the number one podcast in the world. But those days are gone.
Yeah. There was a day where the top Twitter guy had 50,000 followers.
Yeah. Right? Those were the days, right?
Those were the days.
I don't know where he's at, but he's probably at 100 now.
Okay.
And, yeah, so, I mean, you know, those are good numbers, but they're not just stellar, whatever they are. So, you need the talkers and you need the doers.
Sure.
No, I reject the notion that somehow it's the doers that do everything and the talkers do nothing. Because what I would say to this is that, look, they clearly came after Ian.
Obviously.
There were five people doing a variety of different things.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. Well, they were doing things.
Okay.
There's no doubt that they were doing things, right? And of those things, they were doing, some of them were doing the things that, some of the things that made the FBI mad more frequently than Ian was. And those people got, you know, lesser charges, released on bond, you know, like a variety of things. So what I would say is that Free Talk Live has been an easy plum to be picked by the FBI. Why? Because if I listened to the bail hearing, unlikely the both of you, because it was boring. And
I watched the first one. I didn't hear the one that a lot of us got in on the Zoom thing.
Tell me if I'm messing anything up.
Okay.
They basically said he's a sophisticated cyber criminal, a kingpin, I believe this term they used, that he facilitated internet scammers in romance scams and a variety of other scams in getting Bitcoin and ripping off the American public, right?
That's fair.
Okay. Why isn't the FBI going after the internet scammers?
Well, they might be.
They can't. The internet scammers aren't in America, and the FBI doesn't have any jurisdiction over it. So, you know, they're like, gosh, it makes us so mad. Well, there's this radio program where this guy, they keep on talking crap about us, where they call us murderous, lying, child pornographers. I don't know if they're pedophiles or not, but I know that in March 2015, they just were the largest distributor of child pornography on the planet. I know they not only took over a website that distributed child pornography, but they upgraded the site
and continued to run it
so that people could download more child pornography. I also know that a small fraction of 1% of those people were picked up and arrested, and almost nothing happened to those people. So,
I'm going to cut you off there real quick, Mark, because we have nobody on line 3 calling from jail,
presumably.
So
middle button. Nobody.
Nobody.
Talk Live.
Nobody's here.
How are you, sir?
Hey, not bad.
It's good to hear your voice, man.
Spit it out. What you got?
I hear yours, too. I'm trying to turn you up so I hear you more.
Okay. You got 4 minutes. Make it stellar.
Huh?
You've got 4 minutes. Make it stellar.
I'll do my best. Are we on the air?
Yes. Talk.
Go, okay. Man. Go. You know the deal.
But hey, this is Nobody calling from some county jail in New Hampshire. I'm still not entirely sure where the hell I am.
They blackbagged you and dragged you in and haven't seen the sun in 2 weeks now?
Don't interrupt him. Okay. Go. Yeah, he can't hear. Just talk, Nobody.
Anyway, I'm...
Are they drugging him?
God, and they're locking us down right now.
Well, that's the way it goes.
Well, at least I managed to get through. Hopefully tomorrow night I'll be able to get through and say things.
All the best to you. We are trying to get people to send you commissary, trying to get them to send you books and pictures and letters and those kind of things, and we hope the best for you.
And once we get the address, we'll put that up on thecrypto6.com.
Okay, Free Talk Live for Nobody. Black bag.
Yeah. Sorry, Nobody.
Can you imagine not knowing where you are? Like, literally, taken away and don't know where you are.
I mean,
surely you can find
out. So, in all fairness, I can imagine that with nobody without having been arrested.
Well, he's not on drugs now.
Okay. Obviously not.
Presumably.
Now.
But may have him on drugs for
but
a while.
Prior to the arrest, I can imagine a scenario where nobody woke up and did not know where he was.
Yeah.
Is that not fair?
I can only imagine that that's true. Okay. I concede that point, Counselor. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
So, back to what you were saying.
We've had him nodding off on the air here.
Right. Like, oh, man.
Where am I?
The greatest thing about co-hosting with nobody is, like, there's no prep whatsoever, right? He's such a brilliant guy.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He pops down in a chair and just says something.
Right, he does not bring show prep. But he's got, you know, just in his mind, the pre-prepared stuff. I don't need it with him. Yep. I've been frustrated with him in the past. Believe me, there have been more than one conversation between Ian and I regarding nobody. And it's because, you know, he violates all the rules of Free Talk Live pre-host behavior. You know, basically, you need to come in with three pieces of show prep. You need to be in clean and sober, Tyler. And, you know, I mean, I don't think nobody's been clean and sober for more than an hour any day that I've known him.
2 weeks now.
So we presume. Maybe they got him on Thorazine. He's doing the shuffle.
I don't even know what that is.
It's some kind of cheap antipsychotic kind of med that they give people in jails and institutions in order to keep them from banging on doors and things like that.
Okay. Yeah.
They'd love to give it to everybody. Time to take your meds.
Well, maybe it'll be in the next vaccine.
But I will say that nobody has proved me wrong over and over again. The guy is a source of immense talent on the radio. Whether I think he's worthy of putting a CEO of a business or something like that, probably not.
Depends what business.
Yeah, perhaps.
He can organize. He can definitely organize. Your thoughts, maybe, coming up on Nobody? Anything else going on? TheCrypto6.com. One more quick plug for that. 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
With Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. That's the number to call if you have anything of value to add to the current conversation that's going on right now. 603-283-6160. Sitting here in the first chair, it is I, Mr. Richie Rich, along with
Tyler
and Mark.
And we cut into our conversation briefly because we thought we were going to have nobody on the phone, and then we lost them to a lockdown.
Womp, womp.
Womp, womp, womp. But we had, I think, an interesting discussion going on, and I don't know if we concluded it satisfactorily.
You have to tell me what it was at this point.
Oh, okay.
We talked about
it. I'll recap for you, Mark. The idea that Ian is the target of the feds and everything else going on around the Crypto 6 is just a basis to get Ian and
yes.
Free Talk Live.
That's my theory.
Okay.
And I do think that they want to take Free Talk Live off the air. I don't think they can take Free Talk Live off the air in the most direct ways because we still have a First Amendment. And Ian has designed Free Talk Live. Ian and I have designed Free Talk Live in order to not be personality based. It is not the Ian and Mark show. It's not the Ian show. It's not any of those things. It's Free Talk Live. But people treat it as though it is Ian. All the time. I can assure you, I've done this for almost 20 years now, and people absolutely treat it as though it's the Ian Freeman show. And they attempt to use advertising and their AMP program and these sorts of things to control what Ian says far more than they try to do it with me.
Well, because you don't say anything is extreme.
I just called the FBI a bunch of child pornographers. You don't think that that's an extreme thing to say?
Well, it's like you were saying earlier, Mark. You've got the activists, and then you have the talkers,
yep.
Right? Ian's both.
Yes,
Ian's out there doing the activism, yep. Talking, being an example to yep. people, and in some cases, inspiring people. I mean, I'm
the press.
I'm not an activist per se. I do like to have conversations, and I like to get the word out there, but I'm not out there doing the things Ian's doing by far. But I will say that it's because of you guys that I even came to New Hampshire. So, I mean, like, Free Talk Live is effective. And that's what I think the state's worried about, the feds. They're worried about the fact that it's actually effective and people are listening to this and they're actually getting their minds changed because they're being faced with rational, logical points that paint the state in a negative light. And obviously they don't want that.
I think that I may have just stumbled us across something. You may have helped me stumble across something here, is that Ian gets the press. So when people don't care much about what's said on the Internet, they care about what's written on the Internet.
Fair.
Yeah, they don't, you know, the FBI isn't going to sit around. They probably, you know, like, the punishment role at the FBI is you got to sit and listen to Free Talk Live 2 hours a day, every day, and go through and see if you can find a crime and what they say. And they've long since abandoned that particular job.
Okay.
And maybe we're converting the FBI agents. I don't know.
Good luck.
But writing things down, I mean, I have a Google search thing for Free Talk Live, Ian Freeman, Ian Bernard, Mark Edgington, and Mark Edge. Right? And anything that's written on the internet, boop, it comes up in my box. So it's not hard at all to find out what did Ian Freeman say.
Okay.
It is, you know, and then you get to encapsulate it much more because the reporter is going to coalesce it down to the crystallized most interesting thing. And so basically, because Ian gets the press out there, that's why they want to take down Ian and hopefully take down Free Talk Live.
Part of that goes to the point of the doing is what he's in trouble for, not necessarily.
The press calls him about things he never did. They call him, hey, what do you, this thing just happened. What do you think about it? And then he'll tell them.
Okay.
I mean, he at this point is their go-to source for a comment on activism in New Hampshire.
Well, and again, because the doing part, you Tyler said that he is an activist. He's out there doing things.
Yep.
So he's the most visible activist.
Ian has foregone on many occasions the largest voice of liberty in return for bothering meter mates.
Let me ask you this right now. Let's say this doesn't end well for Ian, right?
Good.
Who's going to take up his spot, and who's going to be out there doing the same activism or more, talking, you know, nightly on the radio, saying the things that he's saying, catching the press that he's catching? Who's going to do that right now?
It's not going to be me. I don't believe what Ian does is effective.
Okay.
I think that it's basically a waste of time and infuriates the state. And an infuriated state is not particularly useful. I don't think the Free State Project is going to go far enough. And the people that get it to go far, perhaps are going to make it work, are not activists, but in fact legislators that have been elected. Okay. I think the best thing to do is go find a piece of land, set up your libertarian paradise, and get left alone.
Mm-hmm. So to address part of your question, Tyler, as Mark said, you know, Free Talk Live is set up so that, you know, there's many more hosts doing many different things. And that's one of the things that I said, you know, the first night that I was back on after the Rage, which was like a couple of Sundays ago, you know, and talking to Captain Kickass, I said, like, Hail Hydra, right? Because you can arrest Ian, Nobody, Aria, and look at that. We still filled three
cut off the head
tonight.
And then
more grow and you know, and people.
Hydra is a very bad organization in the comics, but I get the analogy.
Right. The analogy is that of the Hydra.
Yes.
Right. The, you know, where there's a litany of people going like, I'm available. I want to sit in. I have something important to say. You know, give me the Free Talk Live platform, and I will get my voice out there.
Interestingly, if you want to do Marvel analogies, the Falcon and Winter Soldier series is out now, and I've watched the first two episodes, which is how many there are.
The Red Fist or the...
Yeah, whatever. The Flag Smashers.
Yeah, okay.
The Flag Smashers with their the red handprint.
Yeah.
One World, One People is their saying. They haven't at this point said anything that what the Flag Smashers is doing is in fact bad, but they're sending people after them over and over again.
It is interesting, right? From a libertarian perspective, I'm also watching the show. Yep. I don't know whose side I'm on yet.
I keep on watching, and I want to know why is the flaming fist of freedom being attacked by you know, the good guys?
Well, because the good guys are working for the government.
Yeah, they sure are.
That's part of it.
And there's no explanation for it either. It's not like, yeah, they've got some good ideas, but in fact they're trying to kill people.
Yeah.
Or something. You don't see that.
Right. So back to the analogy, you know, mm-hmm. Free Talk Live, multiple hosts, more coming on board, you know, as we speak, as we need to fill these roles. Who's going to step up to do the activism? I don't know. Depending on, you know, the type of activism you're anticipating that you're looking for.
Well, and that's okay. So, and that's my point, right? Like, I'm not, me personally, I think that I sit in where 90% of libertarians sit. They come to the Free State Project, maybe. They get here, and then they go, oh, I'm not here for activism. I'm here to buy my piece of land, to start my farm, to be left alone.
Sorry, Tyler, I'm going to interrupt you again. I apologize. We have Nobody back on the line, and we're going to give this another shot.
All right. Just tell him to talk.
Nobody, you are on the air. Talk, buddy.
All right. I am here. If you can turn up the volume to this line, it would be
it'd be a big help. I'm deaf, and these phones are terrible, and it's a big echoey room. But, I'm in jail. Ah, I'm in jail. Apparently, the fundraiser that I was doing for my church got somebody in the federal government upset, and now somehow it's not really a fundraiser for a church, even though every single dime raised is still in the church account. So, and it's actually been tripled since. But, so I'm sitting here in jail, and I will probably, I don't know, there's going to be a bail hearing next week, hopefully. Ian already got turned down for bail. It's likely that I will be turned down for bail. But until then, I'm trying to be relatively quiet. I'd like to shout out to my Indiana Gun Church friends. I would love to have a letter from you guys so I knew how to call you. I know we don't normally do shout-outs, but I don't know any other way to contact them.
Yeah, we'll let that go. What makes you think that you're not going to get bail?
And how are you the only one to not have had
bail? Well, partially the fact that Ian did not. Partially the fact that, although at first I thought I was going to because the four other defendants did get bail, but I'm told that Ian and I were the only two that the prosecutors wanted held without bail. They were okay with letting the other four go.
Yeah, it's worth mentioning that you in the past have refused to cooperate with the FBI. It probably made them very angry, and that perhaps that's why they won't give you bail.
Yeah, and my understanding is from Melanie that it's actually this is another Phil Christiana production.
Yeah, Phil Christiana is like the head of the Boston office of the FBI.
All right, hang in there.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem, and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.